Good morning, brothers and sisters. We're thankful to the Lord that we can gather again this morning. Let's just begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we come before you to offer you our hearts this morning. We give you the worship in our hearts. Lord, you deserve it. And Lord, I pray that we can come before you with a genuine heart,
Lord. And
you deserve nothing short of our entire being. Lord, I pray that you would do the speaking this morning. We are in desperate times and we desperately need to hear the voice of God.
主啊,我们在这非常的时候,实在极,非常需要你向我们说话。
Lord, you are the host of this meeting.
主啊,你是聚会的主。
I pray that you would put a mute on man's words.
主啊,愿你真是叫人的话能够止息。
So that only the voice of God would be heard this morning.
好像今天早晨只有神的话能够被众人听见。
We bow before you.
主啊,我们在你面前俯伏。
In Jesus' precious name I pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告, Amen.
So the last time that I gave a message, the topic was on our need to rejoice in the Lord. Philippians 4:4, I'll just give a couple of verses. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
我要读几节经文,腓立比书4:4节。 你们要靠主常常喜乐,我再说,你们要喜乐。
And in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, rejoice always, for this is God's will for you.
那帖撒罗尼迦前书5:16-18节,那里有讲说,要常常喜乐,因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And just remember that this is God's will for you and I.
因为我们应当要记得这是神向着你和我的旨意。
And sometimes it's easy for us to forget that our God is a God of joy.
因为我们常常会忘记说我们的神其实是喜乐的神。
He is a happy God, a victorious God.
因为他是喜乐而且他是得胜的神。And
He wants us to rejoice.
因为他也要我们来喜乐。
And we talked about how easy it is for us to sometimes talk about rejoicing, but oftentimes it just remains as a Christian phrase in our minds.
因为我们好像常常觉得说我们很容易谈到喜乐,可是好像这只是在我们基督徒里面只是一个词句而已。
And the reality is not in our lives.
因为在我们的生命里面,我们好像实际上没有喜乐。
And that it's so important that we learn to rejoice in the Lord and not in other circumstances or situations in our lives.
所以在我们的生活里面,我们应当学习在主里面喜乐,而不是靠着其他我们生活上的一些活动或是事情来喜乐。
And the real key is that we have to know who He is and know Him in His Word.
而真正的这个关键就在于说我们要认识他,认识他的话。
And when the Holy Spirit reveals that Word to us and it becomes applicable and real in our lives, then we know Him and then we're able to rejoice.
当圣灵启示给我们在我们生命里面能够认识他,我们就可以更多的明白他。
And the Lord wants happy people.
因为主实在要得到喜乐的百姓。
Sometimes we get caught up into talking about lofty, you know, really spiritual things, spiritual principles.
因为有时候我们好像很多时谈到一些很多很高的,很属灵的一些原则。
But the Lord wants happy people.
但是主的确是要得着喜乐的百姓。
I personally believe he doesn't want these overly spiritually unhappy people.
因为我个人有这种感觉是主不要那个非常属灵但是却不喜乐的人。
So may we learn how to rejoice in the Lord and not in other circumstances.
所以我们愿我们都能够学到 如何喜乐,在任何的情况底下可以喜乐。
So this morning I'd like to continue on a similar note, and that is by talking about the joy of the Lord.
那我今天想再继续沿着这条线来谈一谈,我们交通一下主的喜乐。
So if you have your Bibles, if you could turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 8.
如果你有圣经的话,请你打开翻到尼希米记。
it's a wonderful story. We won't have time to talk about everything, but I'm just going to highlight a couple of verses.
这是非常一个很美很奇妙的故事，但是我们没有时间读全部，但我们会读几节经文。
So verse 1, and all the people gathered as one man at the square which was in front of the water gate.
尼希米记第八章第一节，以色列人住在自己的城里，那时他们如同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处。
Verse 5, Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up.
第五节，以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众民就站起来。
Verse 9, Nehemiah said to the people with Ezra and the Levites, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people were weeping when they heard the words of the Lord.
第九节，省长尼希米和做祭司的文士以斯拉，并教训百姓的立位人对众民说，今日是耶和华你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣，这是因为众民听见律法书上的话都哭了。
Verse 10, then he said to them, go eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
第十节，又对他们说，你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的就分给他，因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
Verse 12, all the people went away to eat, to drink, to send portions, and to celebrate a great festival, because they understood the words which had been made known to them.
第十二节，众民都去吃喝，也分给人，大大快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
So I want to highlight this phrase, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
我想要强调这一句话，就是耶和华的喜乐是我们的力量。
And this is a very intriguing phrase.
这句话实在叫我们非常实在叫我们印象深刻。
That it says, Nehemiah says,he doesn't say our joy, but he says the joy of the Lord and his joy gives us strength.
因为在尼希米在这里说，他不是说我们的喜乐，而是他说是耶和华的喜乐乃是赐给我们力量的。
You know, as a human being, I think we are always committed to ourselves.
我想作为我们人，我们常常是觉得对自己非常的注意。
So we can understand maybe the phrase, my joy gives me strength.
所以也许我们可能很容易明白说，哦，我自己的喜乐会带给我自己力量。
And if you think about it, it's true. If I'm happy, then I'm going to be motivated to do something.
当然，这好像很容易明白，因为你想到说，哦，我很高兴的时候，我就有动力来做许多事情。
And if I'm really happy, I might even have the strength to do something that maybe I don't want to do.
那如果我很高兴的时候，我也许甚至有动力来做我甚至不想要做的事。
And I'll give you a couple of examples.
我想给大家几个例子。
So you think of going on a vacation.
所以我们想想我们去度假。
The joy of that vacation gives us strength, doesn't it?
我们想到说度假时候产生的喜乐好像给我们力量，不是吗？
Gives you the strength to do the research, the preparation, and there's a lot of excitement and joy.
因为当你要安排度假的时候，因为这个喜乐感就让你说去知道怎样去做一些研究，怎样去安排这些行程。
And before I go on a vacation, that joy causes me to work extra hard before that because I know that joy is waiting for me.
那当我们要在度假之前，我们发现那个度假会产生的喜乐，使我们在度假之前更有许多力量要做事情，因为我们说哦，快要放假了。
And similarly, the joy of eating out, right? You're going to reach that joy cause you to find the restaurant. You're researching it, reading reviews.
同样的，当你想要出去用餐的时候，那个喜乐感让你觉得说你可以去查一下这个餐厅的资料，然后看哪一家是很好吃的。
Or if you're going to buy something that you really want, you're going to research it, spend all this time and energy doing it.
或者说你想要去买一个东西的时候，因为那个带给你的喜乐感，你就想能够花很多时间去做研究，看哪个东西是最好的。
And when it comes to my joy, we can spend hours upon hours on it, and it seems like that strength is limitless.
当我们想到说自己会喜乐的时候，我们发现我们可以花很多很多的时间，甚至好像是无穷尽的时间来在那个地方下功夫。
So we can maybe understand that my joy gives me strength.
所以或许我们真的很容易明白说我的自己的喜乐带给我自己力量。
But this phrase, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
但这个经文是讲到说耶和华的喜乐是你们的力量。
So what does this mean?
所以这句话是什么意思呢?
So there are two questions. The first one is, what is the joy of the Lord?
所以这里我们看到有两个问题。第一个我们要问,什么是耶和华的喜乐?
And the second is, how is it that his joy is my strength?
那第二件事情我们要问的是,为什么说他的喜乐成为我们的力量呢?
We can see from the passage that we just read that the joy of the Lord is a tremendous thing.
从我们刚才读到经文，我们发现说，事实上耶和华喜乐是一个大事
，worthy of celebration，
是真的是配得大大庆祝的。
And not only celebration, but it should spill over even those who are lacking. In verse 10, it says, even those who don't have anything prepared, give it to them because it's such a big thing that everyone needs to participate in this celebration.
因为我们看见说这个耶和华喜乐给人的力量带这么大甚至说大到一个地步说甚至那些没有在第十节有讲到说不能预备的我们还有这些力量能够去分给他使他们一起参与这个喜乐。
So if we look at the context in Nehemiah,
所以当我们看见尼希米记这个在那个时候的时代的时候
The Israelites came back to Jerusalem to build the temple and rebuild the walls.
因为我们看见那个时候以色列百姓从被掳之地归回然后重建圣殿重建城墙
So they turned their hearts back to God
所以他们的心他们把他们的心转回归向主
Turned back to the word of God
转回归向主的话
And standing at the water gate represents a cleansing of repentance
因为那里讲到说他们站在水门前这个水代表的意思就是洗净
So whenever there's a turning back to God there is joy
所以我们看见说每当我们有转回归向神的时候在那时候就有喜乐。
You know, the Israelites were never known for their good behavior.
因为我们知道以色列人他们并不是因为说有好行为著称的百姓。
Just like we are not known for our good behavior.
正如我们并不是因为我们的行为好而被人称赞。
But the Israelites throughout the Bible were known as God's people, God's children.
然后在圣经里面我们一直看见说以色列是被称为神的百姓神的子民
Just like we are God's people
正如我们也是神的百姓
And we are known as God's people
我们被人看见我们是神的百姓
So after being separated from God this returning of his people back to himself brought joy to the Lord
所以在他们与神分离之后他们能够归回到神面前这就带给他们喜乐。
So based on the context of this book, the joy of the Lord was mentioned when he regained his people.
所以在这里根据这卷书我们看见说主得到喜乐是因为他得着他百姓归回。
When his people returned back to him.
当他的百姓能够归回到主那里去。
Luke chapter 15 in the New Testament gives us three examples ofsomething that was lost but then regained.
在路加福音15章那里有讲到三个例子就是都讲到说关乎说东西遗失了但是却找到了。
So the lost sheep was found and the shepherds celebrated with the neighbors and his friends. The lost coin was found by the woman and she gathered her neighbors and her friends to celebrate.
因为我们那里看见说有迷羊被找到然后牧人就和他的邻居一起欢乐。我们也看见一个妇人找着他的失去的丢去的银元他也和他的邻居一起欢乐。
And then of course the prodigal son, the son was found or found or returned to the father and there was great joy.
当然我们又看到第三个例子就是那浪子他回头回到他父亲的时候那边我们看见有喜乐。
And a couple of weeks ago, our brothers already shared on this story, which we'll go into a little bit more detail in just a moment.
我们知道说几周前我们弟兄在这个浪子回头这个事情上有所交通，我们待会会再谈一下。
So anytime we return to the Lord, we can sense His joy.
所以每当我们能够归回到主那边的时候，主就会喜乐。
And it's not just a returning to the Lord alone, but it is a restoration of that relationship that we have with God.
所以不仅仅是说我们回到神面前，而是说我们与神之间那个关系恢复了。
You know, Isaiah 59 verse 2 says that sin has separated us from God.
因为我们知道在以赛亚书59章第二节那里讲到说罪使我们与神隔绝了。
But if we are genuine in our repentance to the Lord and we return to the Lord, that separation is gone.
但是如果我们真心的能够在主面前悔改，回到神面前，那这个隔绝就可以被挪去。
That relationship is restored.
那个关系呢就恢复了。
Just like what happened with the Israelites in returning to the Lord.
正如以色列那时候他们归回到神面前。
You know, this is how much God loves us.
我们看见这就是神向着我们的爱。
He loves us so much that His joy is based solely on the fact of us returning to Him.
所以我们看见他爱我们，他是如此爱我们，他的喜乐就是要我们能够回到他的面前。
Can you believe that?
你能够相信吗？
Out of the entire universe, what brings the Lord joy is us returning to Him.
在全宇宙里面，能够叫主心里欢喜的事，就是我们能够回到归回到神的面前。
That is the joy of the Lord.
这就是耶和华的喜乐。
So then the second question is, how does His joy give us strength?
所以第二个问题是说，为什么他的喜乐可以带给我们力量呢？
So when we sense His joy, there's celebration, as it's mentioned in the Bible so many times.
当我们看见说，在圣经上讲到很多次喜乐。
Nehemiah tells the people, stop mourning and weeping.
因为我们看见说，尼希米告诉百姓说，你们不要再悲哀哭泣了。
The guilt of their wrongful ways have been done away with.
因为他们那些作恶那些罪现在已经除去了。
And they were reunited with God.
因为他们现在与神重新联合了。
Nehemiah 8 verse 10 says, Go eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared.
尼希米记第八章第十节那里讲到说，你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的。有不能预备的就分给他。
Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
你们不要忧愁，因耶和华的喜乐是你们的力量。
Now, let's compare it to the story of the prodigal son.
我们现在把这一段和浪子的故事来比较一下。
In verse 15 of Luke, he says, And bring the fattened calf when the son returns. Right? We all know the story. When the son returns, the father says, Bring the fattened calf, kill and let us eat and celebrate.
因为我们都知道在那浪子的故事里面当他回家的时候他的父亲就吩咐仆人说把那肥牛都宰了我们可以吃喝快乐。
Very similar words is what Nehemiah said.
在这里好像尼希米记讲的话是非常类似。
But if you look at the prodigal son in verse 18 and 19, this is people, as he's thinking about coming back to his father, he's rehearsing in his head. He has genuine guilt and shame and he has a genuine heart of repenting.
那我们看回到路加福音十五章第十八十九节那里讲到浪子他自己好像在他里面想了一些话语要对他父亲说因为他在这里是非常真心的要悔改。
And he says, he's preparing in his mind what he's going to say to his dad. And he says, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.
因为那时候浪子他的心里就预备要说这样的话他说父亲我得罪了天又得罪了你从今以后我不配称为你的儿子把我当作一个雇工吧。
Then you skip to verse 21 through 22. This is after the son actually comes to the father and all that he has rehearsed, he says to his father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
那我们跳到21、22节，我们看见说，在这里是真实的情况，因为他这时候回到他父亲面前，他把他当初预备说的话，把他说了一遍。他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。”
But the father quickly says to the slave, "Bring out the best robe, put a ring on his finger, put sandals on his feet."
但在那里，我们看到父亲很快的，立刻就吩咐仆人说。把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上。
The joy of the father immediately welcomes the son back.
因为我们在这里看见父亲那个喜乐是立即的，因为他看他儿子归回了。
And if you read it carefully, the son in his preparation and rehearsing, he says one phrase at the very end. He says, after he apologizes to his father, he says, Father, make me as one of your hired men.
因为我们如果仔细来看这些经文，发现说在浪子他还没回家之前，他在心里所预备说的话，其中有一句是说他对父亲说，把我当作一个雇工吧。
Because of the guilt and the shame that he has brought to himself and his father's name.
因为我们看见那个浪子他在那里觉得他实在是羞辱了他父亲的名，所以他这里这样讲。
But you'll notice the father does not allow him to say that last phrase.
但是我们注意到在21节里面，这做父亲的并没有让他儿子说出那句话。
As his son is saying all the things that he rehearsed, the father cuts him off at the very end when he says, I am unworthy to be your son. He cuts him off, does not allow his son to say, make me as one of your hired men. He cuts him off and says, quickly, give him the best robe, put a ring on his finger, or we're going to have a celebration.
但是我们在这里注意到了，当这儿子他讲这些话之后，我们发现他父亲看到他儿子回来，马上就打断了他的话，因为他儿子本来要说把我当作一个雇工吧，这句话并没有出现在21节里面。我们看见父亲是立即的打断他要讲的话，然后吩咐仆人说，把上好的袍子拿来给他穿上吧，你肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们今天要吃喝快乐。
The restoration of that relationship was of sonship.
因为我们看见说在这里有一个关系恢复，这个关系就是说这个浪子现在重新回到儿子的地位。
And it was immediate.
因为我们发现这个关系是立即的。
And the father didn't reestablish a relationship with his son in a lesser position of a hired person.
我们看见说这父亲并没有让他儿子这时候回来家之后变成一个更比较低的地位了。
But he immediately restores his son to the position of sonship.
他因为他在说立即把他这个原来的儿子恢复到这儿子的地位。
So the father's joy gives his son the strength to move forward as a son.
所以我们看见这父亲的喜乐把这个力量赐给他儿子，能够做一个儿子在儿子的地位上。
And so brothers and sisters, can you sense the joy of the father?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是可以领会到这父亲的喜乐呢？
That he doesn't care about what his son had done in the past. He's just so filled with joy that his son has returned to him.
因为我们发现这父亲完全不在乎这儿子以前做的恶事，而是他现在儿子回来了，他就立即的很非常喜乐。
And that gives his son the strength to be a son.
那这样子呢，就是在赐给他这个儿子有力量，能够在做儿子的名分。
That he doesn't have to be a hired person in the house.
因为他这时候不需要再做一个雇工。
The shame is gone, the sin is gone, the guilt is gone.
因为这个羞耻感已经过去了，这个罪恶感，有罪的感觉也过去了。
He is a son.
因为他是儿子。
And this is no different with our relationship with God.
而我们与神之间的关系就正是这样。
When we return to the Lord and our relationship is restored with the Lord through repentance, we sense His joy.
因为当我们能够被恢复到与神和好的关系的时候，我们察觉到神的喜乐。
We're not restored to a lesser position.
因为我们所被恢复的关系不是一个比较差的地位。
The guilt is gone.
因为罪恶感消除了。
That has been weighing us down and we have the strength to move forward.
所以我们现在有这个力量能够继续往前。
So then, what does that mean in our lives?
所以在我们生活里面这代表什么呢？
When we are unmotivated, we are heartbroken,stuck in a sin that is dragging us down, dealing with something really difficult in our lives.
所以当我们在我们生命里面，我们失去了动力，当我们被罪所辖制，当我们不想做，没有能力，没有力量去做任何事的时候。
When we find no more joy in walking with the Lord.
当我们发现我们与主同行的时候，没有任何喜乐的时候。
Are we going to be like the prodigal son and try to search the world to try to find joy and strength to satisfy us?
我们制作人 好像那浪子一样，那个时候我们就跑出去世界，在世界里面去寻找我们的喜乐。
Or are we going to return to the Lord?
还是我们应当要回到主的面前。
Return to the Lord so that that relationship can be reestablished.
我们应当回到主面前，好叫我们与主的那份关系能够被恢复。
And, this turning back to the Lord is not just for unbelievers.
这个转回到主面前不是单单对着未信主的人说的。
But this turning back to the Lord is for us, children of God.
而这个转回到主面前事实上是对着神的儿女我们说的。
And I want to say that this turning back to the Lord is not a ramping up of more spiritual Christian practice or religious Christian practices.
我想要说的是这个回到主面前并不是说我们要有更多更近前的这些宗教的活动。
It doesn't mean that we have to ramp up with church meetings and more spiritual books and more of these outward things.
那并不是说我们好像要参加更多的聚会或是读更多属灵的书籍等等。
The result of returning back to the Lord may be these things, but that can't be the action of returning.
回到主面前之后，也许我们会有更多的聚会生活，更多的读属灵书籍，但是这些并不是说回到主去一个行动。
But in our lives, in our hearts, we need a genuine returning back to the Lord.
而是在我们的生活里面，在我们的心理里面，我们必须真实的回到主面前。
And I'll just close our time with one verse in John 15. It talks, this is in the context of He is the vine, we are the branches.
我想我们在结束之前再读一句经文，在约翰福音十五章，这十五章是讲到的主是那葡萄真葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Verse 11 says, My joy, that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be made complete or be full.
因为第十五章十一节那里讲到说，要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
That's how much the Lord loves us. He wants us to have His joy.
这是主如此爱我们，因为他愿意要我们得着他的喜乐。
So brothers and sisters, we have to be reminded that our God is a God of joy.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要被提醒，我们的神是喜乐的神。
Our God is a happy God.
我们的神是快乐的神。
It is His will for us to rejoice.
也他的旨意是要我们能够喜乐。
And may we all be able to experience in reality what the joy, that the joy of the Lord is my strength.
因为我们都能够在生活里面真实的经历到耶和华的喜乐是我们的力量。
And that'll conclude my sharing.
我的交通停在这里。
就像刚才弟兄所交通的。
Just like our brother just shared.
我们在主里面实在叫喜乐。
We really need to have joy in the Lord.
每一次我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹聚在主的面前的时候。
Every time we gather before the Lord with brothers and sisters.
实在是一个喜乐的时候。
It truly is a joyful time.
因为我们继续带着感恩的心情，我们继续我们等候主对我们说话。
Let's continue to wait before the Lord with a grateful heart and hear His word.
早晨我借着哈巴谷书想跟弟兄姐妹有一些交通。
This morning I want to share with brothers and sisters in the book of Habakkuk.
过去二月份的时候。
In the month of February.
因为安排的关系，我在礼拜五晚上会教小孩子的班级。
I was teaching the children's classes on Friday night.
然后这时候他们正交通到小先知书。
It just so happened that we were sharing on the minor prophets.
这小先知书因为章节都不是很多。
And there's not many verses or chapters.
所以当我在准备的时候，准备教材的时候，也顺便也把这些小先知书我所要教的，我稍微多看了一些。
So while I was doing my preparations, I studied them a little closer.
我感谢主借着这些的学习主把一些话语放在我的里面。
Thank the Lord that through these learnings, God placed words on my heart.
那我今天就借着哈巴谷这本书里面所说的我不是来交通他的不是一个读书我不是要 Bible study, 或者不是研读圣经。
And I'm going to share according to the words of Habakkuk, and it's not a Bible study that I'm going through.
我就说因为这在教材里面讲的三个点。
But in the curriculum of teaching, there were 3 points.
好，第一个点讲到哈巴谷的问题。
The first one was Habakkuk's question.
那第二个点讲到哈巴谷，哦，就是神对他的回答。
The second one was God's answer.
那第三个点讲到哈巴谷的信心。
And the third point was Habakkuk's faith.
所以我想就着这个三个点，哦，跟弟兄姐妹有一些彼此的勉励。
So I'm going to share some mutual encouragement according to these 3 points.
因为我们知道哈巴谷那个时代。
We know that in the times of Habakkuk.
哦，是犹大国，哦，快要被掳的，哦，之前的时代了。
It was before, right before Judah met its destruction.
哦，那时候北国以色列已经被掳了。
We already know that at that time, the northern kingdom Israel was already gone.
哦，在犹大，哦，王国里面，哦，以色列百姓的光景也不是很好。
And in the nation of Judah, their condition was not very good.
我们从哈巴谷书第一章里面我们可以看得到。
So we can see in the first chapter of Habakkuk.
哦，从第二节到第十节这边说到。
From verse 2 to 4.
他说耶和华我呼求你你不应允要到几时呢我因强暴哀求你你还不拯救你为何使我看见罪孽你为何看见奸恶而不理呢毁灭和强暴在我面前又起了争端和相斗的事因此律法放松公理也不彰明恶人围困义人所以公理显然颠倒。
Verse 2, How long, Lord, have I called for help, and you do not hear? I cry out to you, violence, yet you do not save. Why do you make me see disaster and make me look at destitution? Yes, devastation and violence are before me. Strife exists and contention arises. Therefore, the law is ignored and justice is never upheld. For the wicked surround the righteous, therefore justice comes out confused.
从这一段经节里面，我们可以想象当时犹大国的光景。
From just these verses, we can imagine the condition of Judah.
好像神把这样子的看啊的感觉放在哈巴谷的里面。
That the Lord placed this feeling in Habakkuk.
第三节他说到，你为何使我看见罪孽
？That he asks in verse 3, why do you make me see disaster?
可见当时有些人并看不到这些东西。
Probably in that time, some people did not see these.
有些人还是每天过着他们觉得正常的生活。
That some people just live their normal daily life.
但是在哈巴谷里面，他看到这一些不义的事情。
But Habakkuk saw these things.
哦，他里面觉得什么耶和华怎么容许这些事情的发生
？And asked why would God allow these things to happen?
那公理不明显，然后恶人要围困义人。
That the wicked surround the righteous, and justice comes out confused.
啊，所以他说到，所以公理显然颠倒。
And it seems like justice is not upheld.
当公理颠倒的时候，是这个我们知道这个社会就一团混乱。
So we know that the society becomes a mess.
那我自己在想到我们现在在这个光景里面。
So I've been thinking about our own condition.
这是在那时候在南国，它是即将末世的光景，对不对？我们都知道。
And in that time, it was their end times.
那我们看到我们现在的光景。
And we see our times now.
我们也是在一个末世的光景。
We are also in end times.
那是哈巴谷所看到犹大的光景，跟我们现在看到我们现在神百姓在这个地上的光景是不是很类似呢
？Is it not similar that Habakkuk saw in the people of God at that time, and what we see now in the people of God?
特别过去这一年来
，especially in this last year.
我不晓得大家所看到的里面的感觉是什么。
I don't know what people are feeling at what things that they've seen.
一方面呢，因着疫情。
On one hand, the pandemic.
一方面因着这个社会的动荡。
And also the social unrest.
这因着政治的一些改变。
And all of the changes.
好像人的心，不管是信主的，不信主的。
It seems as though it doesn't matter the hearts of people who believe or don't believe in God.
我们又就觉得实在是人心实在是险恶。
That it is clear that the people, man's heart is evil.
哦，是在这样的光景里面，我们是不是能够像哈巴谷回到主的面前来寻求呢
？But in these circumstances, can we have a heart like Habakkuk, to go back to the presence of God?
Yeah, 因为哈巴谷那时代他可能还不清楚这个末世到底是什么回事。
And in that time, Habakkuk probably didn't understand exactly what the end times were.
我说他那时候的就是南国的 end time.
In the end times of Judah, the destruction of Judah.
但是我们感谢主，我们活在这个时代。
But we thank the Lord that we live in this time.
神的话语已经跟我们讲得很清楚。
That God's word has been very clear.
我们都知道我们现在是在一个末世的时代。
That we know that we are living in the end times.
所以我们知道我们是比哈巴谷那时候更有福气。
That we are, so we know that we even have more blessing and seeing than Habakkuk at that time.
所以哈巴谷那时候就到神面前去问，神就回答他的问题。
So when he went before the Lord to ask, God responded to his question.
但是超乎他想象的。
But it was not what he expected.
他觉得神应该就是把这些公义不公义的事去全部毁灭。
That he probably expected God to turn the things that were unjust back to right.
把所有公义的，把这些正事都恢复起来。
To restore justice.
但是我们知道，在那边神跟哈巴谷说。
But we know that God spoke to him.
他要用巴比伦。
That he was going to use Babylon.
来教训神的百姓。
To discipline God's people.
是这个，我觉得对哈巴谷来讲，这是没办法接受的。
So I think that for Habakkuk, this was probably something he couldn't accept.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
好，他愿意在主面前寻求。
But he was willing to seek before the Lord.
等候主给他的回答。
To wait upon him for an answer.
那我们知道我们在这个现在的光景里面。
We know that in the condition that we are in now.
我们是不是也到主的面前去寻求？
Do we also go before the Lord to seek?
主跟我们说什么呢？
So what does God speak to us?
我们就是只看到这个表面的这些现象而已吗？
Do we only see the outward things that are happening?
我们有没有看到这些现象的背后，主到底在教导我们什么？
Or do we see that behind all these outward circumstances, what yeah, is God teaching us?
在中国有一句俗语。
There is a phrase in Chinese.
我等Audrey等一下会，不知道会怎么翻哈。
Not sure how Audrey will translate this.
就是讲说。 外行人看热闹，内行人看门道。
So the outward people, onlookers, are there to see excitement, but people who know what's going on have a purpose to what they're excited about.
我不知道这个，我不知道大家应该都知道，如果听懂中文的，可能都知道这个意思。
If you understand Chinese, you probably understand the meaning behind these words.
那我记得，我记得有一次那个，我不知道大家都认识，知道这个毕卡索，对不对？
But I think everyone's probably familiar with the artist Picasso.
他是一个非常有名的画家。
He's a very famous world-renowned artist.
然后他有一次西雅图，他的画刚好在这边展览。
One time, his art came to Seattle.
所以因为他是很有名嘛。
Because he was very famous.
那我想说，既然那么有名，我应该去看一看。
I thought to myself, because he's famous, I might as well go take a
look. 也是很多人去看，因为要排队，要买票。
And there was a lot of people that went to go see his work. He had to buy tickets.
那说实在的，看那些画。
But truth be told, when I look at his art,
也实在是不是怎么懂。
I don't really understand.
那为什么我回去看呢？
But why did I go look?
因为我觉得他是很有名。
Because I thought he's very famous.
大家都去看。
Everyone went to go look.
那我也就去看。
So I will also go take a look.
但是我知道有些人。
But I know that some people.
他们在那边看这些画，看得很感动。
That some people who go and see his art are really moved.
可以看到这些画，可以看到整个他毕加索他画的这些光里面的感觉。
And that they can see his feelings and his intentions with his artwork.
所以对我来讲，我就是一个看热闹的。
So for me, I was someone who just went to take part in the excitement.
看完了以后，我也没什么感觉。
After I saw it, I didn't really have much impact.
对有些人对这是比较懂的，他们也许有不同的领会，他们可以在以后他们画图的这些绘画中可以得到一些更好的技巧。
But for some, maybe after seeing his artwork, they've been inspired, and in their own work, they can be
inspired.
So I just want to use this example.
我们属灵的，属他的儿女，我们是有属灵的生命在我们里面。
Just to say, as us who are God's children, do we have his life in us?
如果我们有生命在里面，我们应该可以看到属灵的事。
So if we have his life in us, we should be able to see spiritual matters.
当外面在这边纷纷扰扰动乱的时候。
So even though outside is chaotic and messy,
但神只是要我们看到这些混乱的事，这些不公义的事吗？
But does God only want us to see all the unrest and all the things that are unjust?
神要让我们有不同的眼光来看这些事情。
He wants us to have a different perspective to see these matters.
因为神的公义总是要能够彰明，要彰显出来。
Because God's justice will be manifested.
所以在哈巴谷里面，他就第二章里面他就说到，我要站在守望所，站在楼望上观看，看耶和华对我说什么话，我可用什么话对他诉冤。
So in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1, it says, I will stand at my guard post and station myself on the watchtower, and I will keep watch to see what he will say to me, and how I may reply when I am reprimanded.
当哈巴谷不懂不明白为什么有这些事情要发生的时候，
When Habakkuk did not understand why these matters were going to happen,
他没有去跟主、啊、就马上跟主说很多很多应该做的事。
He didn't go tell God what he should do.、
啊、因为他好像为主 来、啊、争取这个公义，为主做一些好像应该做的事情。
He didn't go do the things that he thought he should do for the Lord or to restore justice for the Lord.
他在这边等候主。
But he came before the Lord and waited.
这是非常重要的一个学习。
This is an incredibly important practice.
在属灵的里面，我们需要有等候主的时间。
In the spirit, we need to have time before the Lord where we wait.
我们需要知道主到底要对我们说什么。
We need to wait to hear exactly what the Lord is speaking.
不是我们只是觉得我们的主应该会做这些事情，我们的主应该会说这些话。
Not to think these are things that God should do or would do.
我记得南北的弟兄有一次说的一个例子。
I remember Brother Lambert once shared with us.
他说他有一次一个姐妹说要找他交通。
There was a sister once that sought him out for fellowship.
所以说是晚上会跟他打电话。
Said she would give him a call.
所以就是后来那个姐妹就跟他打个电话。
So she gave him a call.
所以他说他一接起电话，那姐妹就开始跟他交通。
So, and he said that the minute he picked up the phone, the sister began to speak.
那因为一般来讲，我们所谓交通就是我们要交要通，对不对？要一方面讲，一方面要另外一个也可以再讲，那再一个讲，另外一个讲，这叫交通。
And when we typically say fellowship, it means that both people will speak. One person says something, the other person responds, and so on and so forth.
但是
fellowship.
但是那一次他说到那个姐妹一讲，那个电话不要讲多久，就是从头到尾都是那个姐妹在讲，她没有机会插口。
But Brother Lance said that when he picked up this phone, the entire length of the conversation, from the moment he picked up, the sister just spoke, and he never had a chance to even say a word.
啊，到报了电话，那个姐妹就跟他交通好了，就那心里面觉得很好了，然后就挂了。
And after she was done speaking, she thought that their fellowship was good and hung up.
是不是？我不知道大家对这个例子怎么觉得感觉是什么。
I don't know what people feel about this example.
这是个交通吗？
Is this fellowship?
那我们跟主之间的交通是不是也是这样子呢？
Is our fellowship with the Lord like this?
我们到主面前就是只跟他讲我要什么，你要做什么，要什么做什么，要做什么，要做什么，什么是对的，什么是错的，主你要做这个，你要做这个。
Do we come before the Lord and say, you need to do this, I want this, this is how you should do this, you need to do that, this is right, this is wrong.
或者把圣经的你一些的道理就再讲出来。
Or just to repeat his words to him.
不是的。
No.
我们知道我们需要有主的时间，我们要等候主对我们心说话。
We know that we need to come before the Lord and give him time to speak to us.
啊，这个上过去这个礼拜五。
This past Friday.
孩子那个班级他们背的圣经经节是撒加利亚书。
The memory verse for that class, for this kid's class was Zechariah.
是第一章第三节里面说到。
Zechariah 1:3.
你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
The Lord would say, return to me that I may return to you.
我们的心实在是要转向主。
Our hearts truly need to return to the Lord.
我们在主面前等候。
And we need to wait before him.
主就向我们。
And that he would return.
他绝对会向我们说话。
That he will, for sure he would speak to us.
我们知道在第二章里面神说到了一件非常重要的事情。
We know that, in Habakkuk chapter 2, the Lord says something very important.
我想在第三节里面说到这个末世就是一定有一定的日期。
He says, for the vision is yet for the appointed time.
快要应验但并不虚缓。
It hurries toward the goal and it will not fail.
所以这神要说做的事情一定会应验。
So the things that the Lord says he will do will definitely happen.
要不会虽然迟疑。
And it will not be, even though it delays.
啊，我想在第四节是大家都非常熟悉的哈、啊、一段经节，就是啊，唯一人因信得生。
And in verse 4, I think this is something brothers and sisters are familiar with, but it says, but the righteous one will live by his faith.
但是因着这句话。
But through this word.
我相信哈巴谷里面得着了看见，得着了安慰。
I trust that Habakkuk, his heart was comforted and had peace.
唯一人因信得生。
But the righteous one will live by his faith.
在前面他说加勒底人自高自大，心不正直。
It says before that, right before that, behold, as for the impudent one, his soul is not right with him.
神知道哈、啊，这个巴比伦就是啊加啊加勒底人，他们是什么样子的光景。
God knows the Chaldeans, what kind of condition they are and what kind of people they are.
但是神使用这个是他的器皿，要来啊教训哈他的百姓。
But this was his will that he, his vessel to use to discipline his children.
最后也因着他自己的骄大、啊、那个自高自大他也会被惩罚、啊啊、惩罚。
But the Chaldeans would be punished according to their impudence as well.
但是这有一定的日期。
But there was an appointed time for
this. 今天我们在这个末世的时候。
In the end times that we live in now.
我们也可以发现、啊、基督徒或者整个在对整个基督的环基督教的环境来的非常的险恶。
And we can see that the environment and the persecution towards Christians and God is very terrible.
其实我们在美国、哦、这个国家
and although we are in America in this nation,
我们也可以感觉到好像对基督徒 的,、哦、的你说迫害也好像也越来越大。
It does, you could say that the persecution is gaining in America towards Christians.
虽然不是这个肉身或者是这个好像外表上的一些好像惩罚像有些、啊、其他的、啊、国家或环境里面。
Even though it's not maybe like other countries where it's a physical persecution.
但是我觉得这个美国已经把基督教、啊、基督徒、啊、基督的一些、啊这个反对基督的声音就越来越大基本上。
But in America, the voices that oppose Christ are getting louder.
那我不知道这个如果我们看圣经的话我们知道这是末世的光景。
If we look at his word at the Bible, we know that this is the condition of the end times.
哦若末世时间只有越来艰难只有越来越大。
And that these will only become more and more.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为主那我们看到、嗯、那个义人必因信成、啊、而生。
But God allows us to see that the righteous one will live by his faith.
Yeah, 这句经节在新约、有三本书有引用到。
This phrase actually was used three times in the New Testament.
一个在罗马书里面。
Once is in Romans.
第二个在加拉太。
Second time in Galatians.
第三个在希伯来书。
And the third time in Hebrews.
是他们每一次他们虽然是引用上他们从三个不同的点、来解释这句话，来领受这句话。
And even though they all use this phrase, but they emphasize different parts of it.
所以到了第三个，先那个哈巴谷里面就有信心。
So in Habakkuk there was faith.
当你有信心的时候，你不是再来祈求了。
And the third point was faith. And when you have faith, you no longer approach to plead.
他可以感谢神。
But he could praise God.
对。那他可以把好赞美，他也可以得到喜乐。
That he could praise him and that he could gain joy.
在第三章里面说到。
In chapter 3.
哦，他说，我听见你的名声就惧怕。
He said, Lord, I've heard the report about you and I was afraid.
耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。
Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years.
在这些年间显明出来。
In the midst of the years, make it known.
在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
In anger, remember mercy.
哈巴谷他知道犹大将要遭临、哦、犹大的百姓将要遭临的一个非常非常可怕的事。
Habakkuk understood that Judah was about to meet a very horrible thing.
但是他知道这是神的作为。
But he knew that this was God's work.
他愿这些作为在他那个年间里面显明出来。
And that God would make his work in the midst of the years.
但是他也知道我们的神是怜悯的神。
But he also knows that our God is a merciful God.
在神做这些事情的时候，他也为他的百姓哦留了出路。
That in the midst of all this work, he is a merciful God who provides a way out for his people.
所以，我们今天在这个环境里面，我不晓得弟兄姐妹的啊、是不是觉得很受压
I don't know if in the conditions that we're in, if brothers and sisters feel very oppressed.
但是我们如果明白圣经的话的时候，我们知道这只是一个灾难的起头。
But we, if we read God's word, we know that this is just the beginning of the battle.
前面弟兄们已经提醒了很多次。
I think before brothers have already reminded us.
过去这一年我们所经历的。
All the things that we've experienced.
跟以后要发生的比起来，可能还不足为道。
All the things that we experienced in just this last year probably does not measure up to what's to come.
所以我们对我们做神的儿女来说。
So as children of God.
我们需要看到神到底他的最后到底是什么。
So we need to see truly what is the will of God.
他这一句话，义人因信而生，需要在我们里面非常的有感觉。
That we truly need to take this to heart, that the righteous one will live by faith.
我们要因着信心，我们相信主是公义的。
That we need to through faith, believe that God is just.
启示录已经跟我们讲到这个结局。
The revelations already told us.
我们的眼睛实在要放在神要在我们这的里面。
We need to place our eyes upon God.
所以到的第十七节，他里面说到一个，他说到无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
So when we get to chapter 3, it says verse 17, even if the fig tree does not blossom and there is no fruit on the vines, if the yield of the olive fails and the fields produce no food, even if the flock disappears from the fold and there are no cattle in the stalls.
这边十八节你们说，然而我要因耶和华欢喜，因救我的神喜乐。
Verse 18, yet I will triumph in the Lord, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
感谢主，不管外面是如何的荒凉。
We thank the Lord that no matter what the outside circumstances are.
这边第十七节所造想的光景是非常的悲惨。
We see that the circumstance of verse 17 is incredibly desolate.
我们可能还没有到这样子的光景里面。
I don't think we're at a point where it's like this yet.
但是当我们在那个光景里面的时候。
But when we are in this.
我们能不能像哈巴谷一样。
Are we able to be like a
Habakkuk? 他能够说，然而我要因耶和华欢心。
That he could say, yet I will triumph in the Lord. I will
因救我的神喜悦。
I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
因为我刚才我们的弟兄跟我们讲，我们的神是喜乐的神。
Our brother just shared with us that God is a God of joy.
我们的神要他的百姓，他的子民也是喜乐。
And that he desires for his people to be people of his joy.
这个喜乐不是从外面所给的。
And this joy doesn't come from our outside.
这个喜乐是这边所说的，因耶和华，因我的神。
But this joy is because of God.
十九节前面说到主耶和华是我的力量。
Verse 19 says, the Lord God is my strength.
我们的泉源，我们喜乐的泉源是在主里。
Our joy, all of the source of our joy is in God.
愿这些话语能够做我们彼此的勉励。
May these words be a mutual encouragement among us.
那愿主实在让我们有一个负担，有一个为这个现代这个环境来祷告。
May the Lord give us a burden to pray for our times with this, vision.
那也为因着这个负担，神多多把他自己显示，把这个看见是给我。
And through this burden, may God give us more of Himself.
那我们实在是看到神所要做的工是何等伟大的工。
That we would see how marvelous His works are.
我们这些属他的，因着我们在基督的宝血里面所成的义人，我们能够存留到永远。
That those of us who are counted as His, that we would be protected in, as we live by faith.
我们最后用信心里面，我们可以祷告，可以感谢神。
That in our faith we could praise and worship God.
这个实在是我们今天我们在这个生活里面我们能够学习，也求主来帮助我们每一个属他的儿女。
This is something that we can pray to practice each and every day as children of God.
好，那我的交通就停在这里。
My sharing will end here today.
最后一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
因为你的话实在是安慰人心的话。
Because your words truly are comforting to people.
虽然外面这样子的环境中。
That even though our outside circumstances are like
this. 那我们这些相信你、接受你的人。
For people who believe in you and accept you.
里面有那永远的生命。
We have that internal life in us.
我们也知道你的作为实在是超过我们所求所想。
And we know that the ways you work are beyond our understanding.
主，我们求你对我们里面 把你的启示多多的放在我们的里面。
We pray that you would give more of your revelation in our hearts.
我们也心中有一个祷告。
That our hearts would have a prayer.
就是复兴你的工作。
To revive your work.
在这些年间我能够显明出来。
That in these years you would
make it known. 也愿你在发怒的时候你怜悯为念。
That in your anger you would have mercy.
那你每一个百姓，你每一个被你用宝血所买赎回来的儿女都能够知道你是何等爱我们的主。
That your people that you have bought back with a price, Lord, that we would know that you are God.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in your precious name.
Amen. 我们感谢主，我们在这边有一些简短的报告。
We thank the Lord that we have some announcements.
今天我早晨我早一点来到会所的时候。
When I came earlier this morning,
那我在那个儿童班的教室里面看到那个白板上写的。
I saw something on one of the children's classrooms on the whiteboard.
就是写到说这个 Bible memory verse.
Somebody wrote Bible memory verse.
3月1号。
March 1st.
来这边讲到 那今天是2月28号。
Today is February 28th.
所以我们整整上次在这边聚会至少是3月1号在这边。Yeah.
At the last time we were here, it was March 1st.
我们感谢主这一年他的恩典实在是够我们用。
We thank the Lord that truly in this year, God's grace is sufficient for us.
So 我们周间的聚会还是照常在线上举行。
So our meetings will continue to be online.
这周二的祷告会，周五的读经聚会，周六东南郡的读经聚会都是。
Tuesday night prayer meeting, Friday night Bible study, Saturday Southeast District Bible study.
然后主日的薄饼
breaking of bread on Sundays.
然后主日讯息，下个主日是由洪忠弟兄 Stephen Phillips 弟兄交通。
And next Sunday, brothers John Hong and Stephen Phillips.
许浩宇弟兄跟柯云弟兄翻译。
And then brothers Nelson Chu and Yun Ke will be interpreting.
然后儿童聚会礼拜五跟礼拜主日都有。
And then children's meetings on Friday and Sunday both are online.
那还有一些代祷的事项，我们可以请参考这个，大家可以到这个 website 教会的网站去看。
For prayer requests, everyone can access the church's website to read.
好，那我们今天报告就停在这里。
Our announcements will end here today.
好，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.